Ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. Ain't got no honey baby now. That ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. And I ain't got no honey baby now.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Thomas Williamson, President of Chippewa Resources.
Thomas Williamson, President of Chippewa Resources Incorporated.
Tell me about Chippewa Resources Incorporated.
We started up here in the Bakken in 08, and we do primarily inspection for new construction projects. We're the third party QC, and you may have heard from some of the speeches that's now mandated that you have to use a third party up here. So our core business is inspection, but we also do survey, front end engineering, design work, and just total project management.
Where are you located out of?
We're headquartered out of Minot. We've got field offices in Watford and Stanley, and also an office in Denver.
So if you started in 08, you got in it right when the oil was starting to ramp up a little bit. Describe to me from 2008 to, say, 2014.
It was crazy. It was build anything at any cost. These guys, we succeeded because we were able to plug holes for E&P companies and midstream companies and offer them local solutions. There's such a shortage of talent at that time. Our success, we were the boots on the ground here.
And what's it like been the last couple years?
You've seen a consolidation, but what we have seen, it's actually consolidated our space in the market because, you know, we took a concerted effort to do things right this whole time. We weren't gouging people. You know, we were more of the local player. So you've seen a lot of these companies that we were competing against are gone. We're still here. We still have a core of 50 employees, and we're still growing.
Are you finding that you've got enough work within the oil and gas industry, or are you starting to branch into other fields? And the example, I'm seeing you got GPS, GIS solutions. Of course, precision agriculture comes to mind,
right,
and the new integration of the UAS industry when it comes to agriculture. Are you guys finding other industries?
Yes, we're crossing over into some commercial work, real estate development, survey work like that. We're also seeing inspection and other construction industries other than oil and gas. And also, I've got another company that, you know, the environmental and regulatory affairs work. That's going to be a huge issue coming forward. I mean, government does not shrink, it gets bigger.
Talk to me about that environmental part. I mean, you know, with coal plants, what's going on there? With the flaring, there seems to be a increase of regulations, executive orders, and environmentalism.
Correct, and then you're starting to see the culture change up here. Just ensure regulatory compliance. What's being thrown at the oil industry, it's almost going to get to a point of over-regulation. You've seen those cycles come and go. Mm-hmm. If we're not careful and we don't get ahead of this, we're going to over-regulate ourselves out of business. The cost of doing business is going to get worse.
Any projects you guys are working on right now that you can talk about, or is it pretty hush-hush?
No, we have core. We don't really, we enter partnerships with our companies. You know, I've been working for Hess for the last 8 years. Some of our other clients are Summit Midstream, EOG Resources, Whiting. We're pretty much embedded, so we don't bid project to project. Mm-hmm. We're more like their partners. We're there continually. And those are the long-term relationships we're looking at because we're not going anywhere.
You getting work out of Minot? I see Minot's growing pretty good. New airport. I saw United Pulse change their name, and they're going to bring in one of the largest chickpea lentil producing plants in the upper Midwest, if not the nation, if not the world, I was even told. How's Minot been?
I really enjoy Minot. We never, you know, was when we got married, this was not a place that was on their horizon. But it's a great town. It's a great place to raise a family. We are kind of insulated from, we're just eastern edge enough. Minot wasn't the craziness that the Williston's and the Watford's had. It's still a great Midwestern town. And I have to give my wife credit. She's got us embedded up there.
Final thoughts, whatever you want people to know about Chippewa Resources.
Well, we're still here. We're a local resource. The bulk of our employees have moved their families here. And we're part of the community. And that's how we look at on these projects is we're living here. Let's make sure this thing's getting built right. You know, you hear the horror stories in the industry, and we're there as that stopgap to make sure that we're doing right in the industry.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Nice talking to you.
Easy enough.
To listen to the full-length interview with Thomas Williamson, the president of Chippewa Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Did all I could do, did all I could say. Take it to
the music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
In the shade you spent every dime I made. Ain't gonna be treated this way.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
The cradle, who sang this song? Who rocked the cradle when you're gone? It's all rock the cradle.
Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Oh, 1, 2. Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter-skelter. No blue.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brian Kalk, Director of Energy Systems Development for the Energy Environmental Research Center.
Well, I think it's great when both of our major universities do things together. It's, you know, that whole, you know, research corridor that many have talked about for decades. You know, the more the universities work together, I think the better it is for everybody, because they're not competitors, I think, really. And when, you know, the UAS system, UAVs, I think there's unlimited potential there. And so, you know, we've done a little work with them on the BSC, actually, with some of the companies. So I think it's huge opportunities. And I think what you need to do is figure out, you know, what do we need for, let's just say, pipeline safety, and figure out which places, which university has a better research potential, and they can collaborate on things too. When you apply for these, you know, research grants, or you work with a company, you figure out a major scope of work about what it is the end result that they want to, you know, accomplish is, and then you look at where the best facility is to do it, and they collaborate back and forth. So I think it's a matter of trying to understand what each group brings to the table, then offer that up so we can be competitive. So if there is research and development being done, it's being done in North Dakota, not somewhere else.
All right, final thoughts you might have about what you learned from the PSC and what you're going to bring into your new role. I'll kind of just let you have the floor here, whatever direction you want to take it.
Sure. I guess what I'd say, Jason, is, you know, my time in the Marine Corps, I saw how important energy security is to national security. And that was one of the things that brought me to this job in the PSC, being involved in the energy industry. And that's, I think, you know, the driving thing, what I want to do here is, you know, more energy developed at home is better for everybody. So take that up at the EERC. But the biggest thing I think that I've probably learned here is that there's some people that want to build everything no matter what, and they don't want to worry about the environmental side. And then the flip side is there's some people that don't want to build anything. And they're always worried about, well, this could do this and this could do that. But at the end of the day, you need to have electricity, for people to be warm, for people to live, survive, clean water, and you need to have, you know, oil to do things. You have to transport and all those things that go with it. And I think that you need good common sense people in the middle to understand there's got to be that balance of, you know, make sure you have development, but make sure you find that balance and you're able to hunt and fish. So that's probably the biggest lesson that I've learned. And it's very frustrating, I think, with the anti-crowd right now, because I think they've become overpowering, and to where I think we need more common sense people stepping forward and say, yes, we need coal, we need oil, we need natural gas, but yeah, we're going to make sure we do things right. I mean, this whole Dakota Access protest has really, I think, highlighted just how extreme some of these groups are that have no responsibility for the power grid. They have no responsibility for the safe production of oil and natural gas, but yet they want everything. So that's where I just hope to be involved in that discussion at a different level. And I think at the end of the day, is we have a responsibility to make sure we do what's right for the state.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brian Kulk, Director of Energy Systems Development for the Energy Environmental Research Center, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
But now that's over, knee-deep in clover, I will be found. I'm on my way now, most any day now, I'm Delta bound.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.